have a deadline. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. A federal judge says the Justice Department has a week to decide which parts of the affidavit connected to the search of former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home should remain private. Several news organizations argue the entire legal document should be released.
The judge said he understands why the media would like to see this federal affidavit against the former president unsealed, but he also says he understands why government lawyers want to keep it secret, saying it could compromise the ongoing investigation and that it's likely redactions are going to be necessary. He's setting a deadline here. This hearing lasted a little bit more than an hour, and inside the courtroom, we heard lawyers for the Justice Department argue that releasing an affidavit like this could compromise not only the investigation, but some of the witnesses who are cooperating with the government. It's investigating right now how so many of these classified and top secret documents ended up at Mar-a-Lago long after the former president left office.
Fox's Mark Meredith in West Palm Beach. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham has appealed a judge's order requiring him to testify before a special grand jury investigating election law violations in Georgia. A judge ruled this week that Graham had to testify about his phone call to the Georgia Secretary of State in the weeks after the election. His lawyers are also asking a federal judge to postpone any grand jury appearance during his appeal. Apple's advising iPhone, iPad, and Mac users to update their software immediately to close a security flaw.
The software flaws could potentially allow hackers to take complete control of these devices. That would allow intruders to impersonate the owner and run software in the owner's name. The company says it's, quote, aware of a report that this issue may have been actively exploited.
Fox's Shayna Estulin. Three men, including a mafia hitman, have been charged in the 2018 killing of Boston crime boss Whitey Bulger in prison in 2018. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A husband charged with killing his wife while on their honeymoon in the South Pacific.
Bradley Dawson reportedly first confessed to police, then recanted after consulting an attorney. That's according to the Daily Mail. 38-year-old Dawson now claims his 36-year-old pharmacist wife Christy Chen's death was an accident and that she was alive when he left her. Officials charge Dawson today with murder. The couple was on their honeymoon on a Fiji Island luxury resort in early July. Witnesses say the two had a drunken argument and continued the heated quarrel as they headed to their private bungalow. Authorities say Chen died from multiple traumatic injuries, including blunt force trauma to the head. Dawson's bail hearing is scheduled for September 1st. In New York, Lauren Green, Fox News.
An Arizona judge has ruled the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints may not use the state's clergy privilege to refuse to answer questions or turn over documents in a child sex abuse case. Cleveland Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson will serve an 11-game unpaid suspension, pay a $5 million fine, and undergo professional evaluation as part of a settlement with the NFL following allegations of sexual misconduct.
Watson recently was suspended 6 games for violating the NFL's personal conduct policy for sexually inappropriate behavior that qualified under the NFL's definition of sexual assault. Deshaun Watson will be eligible to return to play Week 13 of the regular season, December 4th, when the Browns are scheduled to face the Houston Texans, the only team Watson has played for until now, the game in Houston. Jared Max, Fox News.
Big Ten has announced a new 7-year media rights deal with Fox, NBC, and CBS, worth $7.5 billion. Big Ten football Saturdays will be structured similar to the NFL. That means three marquee games being carried in consecutive time slots on three different major TV networks. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.